Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're talking about Rihanna's night at the Golden Globes. We're giving you the Coachella lineup. Harry Styles is returning to the MCU. And we talk about The Weeknd's chances at the Oscars. It's Wednesday, January 11th, and this is Billboard News Now with your top stories of the day.
I see Rihanna is here, and I'm gonna say something very controversial. I will actually get in trouble for this.
Rihanna attended the 80th Golden Globes Tuesday night, and though she did not win any awards, she still gave some of her fellow stars a memorable moment. While presenting the award for actress in a television series, musical, or comedy, Niecy Nash took her shot to let Rihanna know she was her muse for spooky season.
Rihanna, I love you, and I dressed up as you for Halloween. I just had to say that.
Later in the show, also while presenting, Billy Porter piggybacked off Niecy's moments.
If I believed in Halloween, I would have dressed up as Rihanna as well.
But it was host Gerard Carmichael who didn't want to waste his chance and made what he said to be a very controversial comment.
Rihanna, you take all the time you want on that album, girl. Don't let these fools on the internet pressure you into nothing.
Rihanna was all laughs during the night. It's time to go back to the desert with Blackpink, Bad Bunny, and more. I can already feel the dust in my lungs, and I'm excited. It's always like a holiday when Coachella drops their lineup. And this year, they've arguably the biggest artist in the world as their first Latin headliner. Bad Bunny is headlining Friday night. Blackpink has moved from Sahara over to the main stage on Saturday night as the first K-pop act to headline the festival. I bring the pain like this time. And the elusive Frank Ocean will be taking his R&B vocals to the main stage on Sunday, rounding out the first year in history where none of the headliners are white. The rest of the crop includes acts like Rosalia and Calvin Harris. Maybe he'll bring out RiRi again. Weekend 1 takes place April 14th, with Weekend 2 starting on the 21st. Harry Styles' place in the Marvel Cinematic Universe is coming into focus.
Harry Styles is Star Fox. Can we expect more of that?
We certainly didn't cast Harry for a tag, but there are more stories to be told with that character. He's fascinating. He has a really interesting connection with Thanos.
Marvel producer Nate Moore, who worked with Harry Styles on The Eternals, said on Deadline's Crew Call podcast, there's more to come from Harry Styles in the MCU.
Having met Harry Styles, he is as charming as you think you want him to be, and I think there's no limit to how popular that character is going to be once we bring him back.
In case you're unaware, Harry plays Thanos' half-brother, Eros, also known as Star Fox, and first appeared in the post-credits scene in Eternals, directed by Oscar winner Chloe Zhao.
Chloe is a giant Harry Styles fan. I'd always pitched like, Eros, he's really cool, and she's like, it's Harry Styles, and I was like, are you sure? And she was obsessed and chased him down and got him into the movie.
No official word yet on a sequel to Eternals, but it does sound like we'll be getting more Harry somewhere in the MCU. The Weeknd might be heading to the Oscars, and he's got more music coming. The Weeknd released Nothing Is Lost, You Give Me Strength from the billion-dollar film Avatar: The Way of Water, and now he's on the short list for Best Original Song at the Oscars. Of the honor, he told The Hollywood Reporter, I'm just grateful. Any kind of recognition, I'm grateful for it. I'm just happy to be in the conversation. And working on the movie was special to him because he was homeless when Avatar 1 was released in 2009, and was inspired by the film. On working with director James Cameron, he said, the best part about writing the song was getting notes from James and making sure that all the lyrics and tones fit the themes of the film. I think I rewrote the song maybe 6 times to make sure it was perfect. And more music is coming, he also told THR, I've definitely been inspired. I've been in the studio, and we know we'll see it on the charts, Abel.
That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.